We've got plenty of moisture off and on here over the next week or so, but I am seeing larger scale dry windows trying to emerge. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's weekend weather outlook. We're trying to get planting done here across the Hoosier State. Going to be touch and go here for a little bit. Honestly, we have a weather system trying to come through the Great Lakes region here today. Started last night overnight and into tomorrow this morning, and it's going to be giving us anywhere from hit and miss scattered showers in the northern areas to just cloud cover in southern areas. But either way, we're talking about a few hundredths to maybe a quarter of an inch through the first part of your Saturday, coverage around the 40% at best, I would say. But even with the cloud cover, it's not going to be drying exceptionally fast out there. I do think we see clouds break up more and more as we move through the afternoon and evening. For Sunday, we should turn out mostly sunny in all parts of the state. Good dry down day for Mother's Day. Excellent opportunity to be out and about, although you want to probably spend time with mom rather than spending time with your tractor. And to be clear, I don't think we dry down that fast after some of the rains that we saw going back into this past Thursday and even Wednesday. So yes, it's a drier day, but I don't think we do a lot of drying work. On Monday, we're going to be seeing clouds develop in northern Indiana, even a few scattered showers by afternoon. The rest of the state waits for showers to develop until overnight into Tuesday. All told, I'm looking for anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain. Coverage will be 100% of the Hoosier State. Showers may actually linger through Wednesday midday in southern Indiana. Then we are dry for Wednesday late afternoon, evening through Thursday. I think we can squeeze out a mostly dry Friday before showers come back Friday night through Saturday. Rain totals here, quarter to three quarters of an inch, coverage 90% of Indiana. We follow that up with a drier Saturday late afternoon and evening period. A few hit and miss scattered showers early Sunday morning. And then from there forward, Sunday midday on, I'm looking for some fairly dry weather and back-to-back-to-back dry days. I'm not seeing hardly anything across the western United States, and so I think we have a very good opportunity to string together 4 to 5 dry days back to back, starting Sunday the 19th and going through most of the week of the 20th. Now, I will say there is minor low pressure that wants to kind of meander around late Sunday afternoon and early Monday morning in western parts of Montana, so watch for that to be a seed area for a system to come together. But as of right now, I'm cautiously optimistic that we are able to put together a longer-term dry window as we move into that third week of May, the week of the 20th. So keep your fingers crossed. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.